folks, welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My friend Brian is out this afternoon, but I got my friend Jesse filling in for the big guy, and we're talking about a pretty bad 24 hours for the assembly speaker here in the state of Wisconsin.
Pretty rough. No luck.
No. Well, and that's what you said to me earlier, is that Voss must not be Irish, because he's not feeling very lucky in these last 24 hours. And I said, well, Brian, who is Irish, he always contends that they never said what kind of luck the Irish have.
That's fair.
And so it very well could be Irish. I don't know the ancestors that make up Voss's family tree.
It just seems like this whole parade and domino length of lies is starting to fall down. And like, I don't know if they're just exasperated of lying, and they're just maybe they need to stretch before they get out and exercise, or, you know, Robbie, maybe you need to get out there and have someone hold you upside down and kiss the Blarney Stone. But you had said that it's off limits because of
I believe during the pandemic that they roped it off and they said, please don't kiss the Blarney Stone amid COVID-19. But I don't know if we've gotten rid of all the other restrictions, mask mandates and stuff like that. So maybe there's no roped off Blarney Stone anymore. Maybe it's free and available to kiss, even though in Europe right now there are COVID-19 infections on the rise. So who knows? But yes, let's dive in to the quotes that I wanted to share from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. And so Evers reacting on this today, and I'm reading from Scott Bauer, reporter over at the AP. And the quote from Evers, when he's getting all this crap from other people, he's saying, and now this is Evers referring to Voss saying, there was widespread fraud, and by golly, I'd love to do something about it, but I can't. That's not leadership. That's not leadership. That is directly quoted to Evers now. That's Evers speaking, not Evers quoting Voss.
Sure. Well, yeah. when it sounds like it came there from Mr. Rogers, it probably came from Tony Evers. Because
yeah, the by golly really gives
it
away.
Gosh darn it. He's the most Wisconsin-y governor we've had in a gosh golly darn long time.
Yes. And then Evers went on saying, I think he's one of the smartest people I've ever met. And I think this is one of the dumbest things he's ever said. So that is the governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, referring to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. So giving him credit, he's coming out as one of those kind of backhanded compliments almost.
It's funny, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, you know, for years I've wondered what the backhand of Tony Evers sounds like. And it sounds like what you just said. That's fabulous.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes, and so it's definitely, he gives him credit, saying that Voss is a smart man, or at least Evers believes Voss is a smart man, but that Voss saying that there was widespread fraud in the 2020 election without proving it, with zero evidence to back up that statement, but that they can't decertify the 2020 election, that is the dumbest thing that Voss has ever said, according to Governor Tony Evers. So
it's a left-right, it's an up-down, it's a yes-no.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. Backhanded compliment is really just what it comes down to. So it's when
there's fraud, but we can't decertify it because, you know,
I contend that Voss has probably said a lot of dumb things, too. So this is pretty interesting that Evers finds this the dumbest thing. So it's up there as the dumbest. But that is where we've at for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, because they're trying to overtake these election overhaul. They tried to pass a number of these bills when they were in legislative session, Jesse. Now they are out of legislative session. They're not going to be doing any more legislative work for the rest of the year.
And because they did try to kind of take this power away from the Secretary of State to sign off on the election results.
Well, that's been a floated idea. I don't believe any of the bills that they passed through either body this last session.
No, but
did
I mean
specifically that.
No, but that's where all of that starts, right? You float a trial balloon, you see how it works, you see if there's enough pushback or not, and I gotta believe that if they had no pushback, if they had a Republican governor, they would have rammed that right through to run roughshod over any other Democratic power of a statewide elected official, just like they try to do with the governor.
So. Well, and that seems to be how they would replace the Wisconsin Elections Commission, because they have tried to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission without really giving a key proposal of what would replace it. They already got rid of the Government Accountability Board. That is what the Wisconsin Elections Commission replaced. But now it seems to be, because the number two assembly person, Republican, the number two Republican in the state assembly, vice co-chair, I believe, of the Joint Finance Committee, Amy Loudenbeck, is no longer seeking election to the state assembly. Instead, she is seeking statewide office and running for Secretary of State. So it kind of puzzles me. Why would the second highest ranking Republican on the Joint Finance Committee decide to no longer have that position and go for a statewide elected office that really Republicans over the last number of decades have stripped away? But she's running for that office because I believe they want a partisan there, Jesse,
because
so that they can
like
throw
democracy.
Election control there. Yeah.
Because they don't like what voters have to say and they don't want to have to listen to it.
And in that vein, Jesse, we do have an update breaking today. We have the Secretary of State here in the state of Wisconsin, Doug La Follette, is running for re-election. He announced from the state capitol earlier today. So he is going to be on the ballot still. I believe there's a number of Republicans vying to replace Secretary La Follette currently. But it'll be interesting to see how that election unfolds. Because even during the Walker administration, Doug La Follette was the only Democrat, I believe, to serve statewide beside in any state government capacity. We have Tammy Baldwin got elected as well during the Walker administration, but that was to the Senate. So Secretary La Follette's been there for a while, and it will be interesting to see if he can get reelected again.
And
Jesse,
you know, to be honest, in my vision of a well-functioning democracy, you'd have a 9-way primary for dog catcher, but that's not what we have right now. And as much as I'd like to see new blood, if La Follette can get himself elected over and over again, I say mazel tov, and he's got my support.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I believe he's 86, 88.
Sure,
so
great. 98, 108, whatever.
I'll rage about octogenarians later. But
takes.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to dive into some more Wisconsin headlines when we get back.